You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Guys, I am excited to be back on another podcast episode here. We're on episode 734, and I'm just going to kind of dive right into it because there's several things I want to share with you on the podcast today. First off, my name is Alex Pardo. I am not going to assume that you have been a subscriber and listened to the show. So if this is your first time, I want to welcome you to the Flip Empire Show. I have been the host of this for almost 8 years, and the show has really evolved in many ways as far as, I should say, as it relates to the content that I share. I talk a lot about my journey, the wins, the losses, the struggles, the challenges, the lessons learned, and I give some experience shares based on the real estate investors and entrepreneurs I've been able to coach, my experience in business going back to 2005. But this show, I try not to make it about me because, let's be honest, you don't care about me. And I'm well aware of that. And I say that kind of like laughing and chuckling because the purpose of the show is about you. And I want to share with you some things that have really just made me that much more aware and things that I want to share with you because I want you to be aware and I want you to lean into doing the things that oftentimes people find uncomfortable, but yet it's in those moments of discomfort. It's in embracing and leaning into the things that we don't want to do because it doesn't quite feel good, or we're concerned or worried about what other people think, or we're in our head because how we might look, how we might sound, or whatever insecurities or stories we tell ourselves. More times than not, that's exactly what's holding you back from getting from where you are to where you want to be. So about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine, actually it's the wife of a fraternity brother of mine from way back in the day, who's also a friend, reached out to me on social media. And she said, "Hey, Alex, there's this local event going on President's Day. It's going to be an awesome event, about 100 plus people or so. And I think you'd be a great speaker. I know the organizer. I'm friends with the organizer. Would you be interested?" Now, let me backtrack for a second. The only reason she reached out to me is because I have been putting out more content lately on social media about what I have been doing in my storage business, how I'm now working with private clients, helping them get their first cash flowing storage facility within 6 to 12 months without using any of their own money. And I've just been kind of sharing knowledge, experience, just things that I'm currently going through and just opening up about what's kind of going on in my world. And I think that's the first thing that I want you to recognize is a lot of people have a love-hate relationship with social media. And if I think it's important to just take a step and analyze, are you a consumer of social media content or are you a producer of social media content? In other words, are you a creator or are you a consumer? And I think if you fall on the side of I am somebody who spends more time consuming, I want you to ask yourself an important question. What would happen to your business? What would happen to your life if you were to reverse the equation, right? Like, so let's say you spend 80% of your time, whenever you're on social media, you're consuming, you're scrolling, you're swiping, you're watching short form content, you're watching or listening to long form content. If 80% of the time you're consuming, and maybe 20% of the time, if that, you're creating, what would happen if you were to reverse and flip the scale, right? So if 80% of the time you were consuming and sharing with people value, right? And what do I define as value? It's something that somebody can hear and do something with that information, right? It's my goal and aim for this podcast is every time I hop on the mic is what can you do with the information I'm sharing with you? And I want you to hold me accountable to that, by the way, right? So, because if you're not getting value, then there's no reason that you should be listening. So what would happen? What kind of impact would it have on your life and business if you created more content, significantly more content than you consumed, right? I think we could all agree that you would probably have more opportunities, right? You're going to attract, like a magnet, you're going to attract the people that resonate with your voice, resonate with your message, are interested in learning more about what you do, and you're going to repel the ones that don't. And that's great, right? Like a mentor of mine always says, you want people to tune you up or tune you out, right? But you never want to be in the middle. So I think that's the first thing that I want to encourage you is ask yourself, am I creating or am I consuming? And if I'm consuming, let's start creating more, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is one voice, one focus, one message, right? This is something I've been much more in tune with the last several months, is now, as a result of reflecting and thinking through a lot of things back in December and asking, how can I help? How can I serve God's other children? I know there's a lot of people that listen to this show that want to get into real estate or are active single family investors, whether they wholesale or they fix and flip or they're involved in other niches, and are always interested, or I shouldn't say always, I don't want to speak in absolutes. Many times I hear that they want to get involved in commercial real estate. They want to do bigger deals, but they're restricted by either a knowledge gap and or a limiting belief. They think you need a lot of money to get involved in these deals. They're not sure how to structure it, and hence the knowledge gap. They're focused on single family, but they know that long-term, that's not the path for them, right? There's all these things that get in the way. And so going back to my friend who invited me to speak at this event, I instantly recognized it as an opportunity to share and contribute and impact and help others. And at the same time, help a select few or group of people that want to go deeper and want to bridge that gap and build the bridge from where they are in their single family business over into specifically into storage. And so I immediately said, yes, I'm interested. I'd love to learn more about the event. Within 24 hours, she connected me with the organizer, which, by the way, is somebody who I think is going to become a friend, and just was somebody who we just clicked and vibes right from the jump. Somebody who's very ambitious and has a platform and is out there doing her thing. Shout out to Dana from Overachiever Central. Just great person. We connected, we vibed. I got a sense for her vision for the event, who's going to be there. And just so you know, it was a group of about 100 high charging, ambitious, many successful real estate agents, many of which are in the luxury space. Agents that are just out there like grinding and hustling and really trying to make a name for themselves. And so anyways, we spoke, I accepted the invite, and the speaking gig was this last Monday. And it wasn't a dedicated speaking gig, I was on a panel. And the panel was on real estate investing and developing. And I was up there with four other gentlemen who are highly successful in their own right and in their own lane. One of them, George, who I knew from way back in my wholesaling days, built an awesome brokerage and the Lifestyle International Realty brand. He was up there, and Chris Delgado and Miguel and one other gentleman. And so it was just awesome to be surrounded by people who are really focused on growing and learning and impacting others. And when it came my opportunity to speak, I was very clear about who was in the room, and I was clear on what their pain points were. So I think that's the second thing I want to share with you, is once you figure out your voice, your message, how you can serve and impact and help people, speak to the challenges that they have, right? And speak in a way that it's just, it's dumbed down. It's simple. It's not complicated. I wasn't up there trying to impress. I wasn't up there trying to like use fancy language or industry jargon. I was just speaking from the heart. And I was speaking why I ended up building the bridge and making the transition from single family into storage. And one of the things that I mentioned that really resonated with people is that I got tired of riding the income roller coaster. I remember when I had the wholesaling business, we had great months and then we had bad months. It was feast and famine. There was some months where we could bring in six figures in wholesale fees and revenue. And there were some months where it was a big fat goose egg. And it was challenging to have consistent, predictable, reliable profits in the wholesaling business, at least not without incurring a lot of expenses. And in the past, I've shared that journey, how at one point we had 9 team members, $40,000+ a month in expenses or overhead. And I had to do a couple of deals just to break even. And that was to take care of my team. That was to take care of expenses. That wasn't even really me making any money. So I would really have to do 3, 4, 5 deals in order to start to see a profit. And that just didn't align with my vision anymore. And so I spoke that, yes, everybody in that room wants to make more money, but what we're ultimately all after is time freedom. And I challenged people. I said, is what you're currently doing going to lead to time freedom, right? I don't know who said it. I've heard this from a couple different people, but hustle and grind should be a season, right? Not a lifestyle. At least that's my opinion, my belief. We get into business to serve other people, and also to have the business serve us. We don't work for the business should work for us. At least that's my belief. And so I shared with them, and it was very well received, and I'm grateful I had the opportunity to share and speak. And I put myself out there And I, by the way, I think I was the only person in there representing the commercial asset class, but I know for a fact specifically representing storage. And there's so many people that were interested and came up to me after and wanted to quote unquote pick my brain or just wanted to connect. And so put yourself out there, even though it was a day on President's Day to go out there. I went there with the intention to serve, to contribute, to give, to build relationships, to connect with people that I otherwise probably wouldn't be connecting with because I'm not in that agent world. And then also to build my business, which is aligned with helping and serving other people, right? And that's one of the things that I want you to really dial in. It's like, who do you serve? How do you impact people? How do you help people? And if you truly believe in what you have and you know that it can help and serve other people, then it's your obligation, it's your duty to go out there and talk about it, share with people. And I've been guilty of this, is not wanting to share things on social media because I don't want the spotlight on me, or I don't want to make it look like I'm bragging, or I don't want, like, what's this person going to think about me? Like, screw all that, right? Because it doesn't matter. So most of the people, I would probably say 99.9% of the people aren't concerned or worried about you. Most people don't care about you. They just care about what you can do for them. And at one point, I remember kind of identifying, I remember when I was transitioning from having this wholesale operation that I've been doing for 16, 17 years. And then at the time, not really knowing what I was going to do next. And there was a certain part of my identity that was tied to the fact that I have this podcast and I've had this business and I've had the opportunity to speak and share and I have this platform. And so, like, what are people going to think when I decide that I'm going to shut this thing down? And I really had to reflect internally. And I'm so grateful that hundreds of episodes ago, I forgot, I think it was episode 420 something, I think it was, that I shared and revealed, like, why I decided to pull the plug on the wholesaling business. And it was one of the best things I've ever did. And as a result of me openly and vulnerably sharing that, I had so many people reach out to me and say, dude, I'm going through the same thing. In fact, just about a month and a half ago, I won't mention his name, obviously, because it's a private conversation, but a buddy of mine who, if I mentioned his name, you would likely know who it is. Somebody who's a thought leader, I don't know that he'd want the word guru attached to him, but just somebody who you would likely know who puts out a lot of content and is like, dude, I don't like this business anymore. And he's referring to his real estate investing business, his wholesaling business. He's like, I think I'm burnt out, but it's what I do to make money. And it's like, and we had an honest heart to heart. And he kind of asked me a lot of questions about my journey and how I started to think through the process. And so I share all that with you because if you get nothing else from this podcast episode, but you get, like, put yourself out there, create more content, share what you're doing, figure out your voice, figure out your message, figure out who you serve and how you serve them, right? A mentor of mine challenged me, like, you should be able, like, we've all heard of the elevator pitch, right? You got 10 to 30 seconds to what's the common question when you meet someone? Oh, what do you do? Dial that in, right? Like, really think through it. And somebody should be able to hear what you do and how you serve people and instantly know if it's for them or if it's not, right? And so dial in your elevator pitch, right? So, like, if you're out there and you're a real estate investor and maybe you're looking to build a rental portfolio or maybe you're looking to get into commercial, maybe one of the things you do is you help the everyday person earn a higher rate of return on their money secured by real estate, right? Like, and you can dress that up and dial it in a little bit more, but you can say that within 5 to 10 seconds and it could invoke some curiosity, right? Like, the natural next question is, oh, what do you mean? Oh, how does that work? Now you've created a pathway to have a conversation to see how you might be able to help and serve somebody, right? Versus saying, oh, I'm a wholesaler. Well, what does that even mean? Like, I got news for you. Most people don't know what the heck a wholesaler is. It's funny, I think of some college buddies of mine, like, years ago, I had been in real estate since 2005, and all the time they'd be like, Alex, what is it you do exactly? And that's my fault. That's not their fault. Like, I assumed that they knew what wholesaling real estate was, but it was always kind of fuzzy to people. Now I don't have that challenge. Now people know exactly what I do, not only because I'm out there sharing it, because I've dialed in my message. I've dialed in who I can help, who I can serve. And that takes a little bit of time and thought and intentionality and really thinking through. So hopefully you guys got something out of this episode. If anything, and you just take one thing, go out there and start sharing with people what you do. Again, how you can serve them, how you can help them. And don't be shy about that, right? Put yourself out there. If you have opportunities to speak, even though it may feel uncomfortable for you, accept those opportunities. That's how you're going to grow. Like, and just the number of people that I was able to meet and the people that I think I was able to kind of open their eyes to a different opportunity or a different path, something that they can do in addition to building their agent business or their investor business. In fact, I'm already having conversations about the possibility of taking on some people as private clients, which is pretty awesome. So with that said, guys, I want to encourage you, if you want to talk about how you can get your first storage deal, your first cash flowing storage deal within 6 to 12 months without using any of your own money, text me the word storage deal, 305-318-6213. I would love to have a conversation with you about that. And if not, just continue to plug into the podcast. I got a couple of cool guests lined up here in the coming months, and I'll continue to kind of share my journey. Again, the challenges, the lessons learned, the wins. Got a storage deal that we should be getting under contract any day now, and happy to share more about that in the coming episodes. But with that said, guys, go out, create, help people, seek to impact and contribute, put yourself out there, get clear on your message, who you help, how you can help that, share that with people, right? Again, don't be shy and look for opportunities to share your message. Look for opportunities to connect with people, build relationship. I think that's really what it's all about. So that's what I got for you on today's episode. And I look forward, as always, to just speaking with you on the next one. Take care. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend. Or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.